We've all heard it before, everything is bigger in Texas. Every town in Texas has something great to offer, and no one knows that more than Chet Garner, host of KERA's hit show, The Day Tripper.
Texas. 850 miles from Orange to El Paso. 900 miles from Brownsville to Texline. Thousands upon thousands of highways and dirt roads in the middle. Exploring Texas ain't no small vacation, friend. It's a lifetime endeavor. But what if you don't have years, but just one single day? Well, that's where we come in. From the well-known landmarks to the completely obscure dives and hideaways, and all within a day's reach.
The Day Tripper is one of public television's most popular shows, and Chet has traveled the state, filming episode after episode from border to border. But on Thursday, the Day Tripper landed right here in the big country. That's right, Chet Garner is paying a visit to the Key City. During the day trip's filming in Abilene, I pulled Chet away from all the fun to chat about everything from his love of Texas, his addiction to barbecue, and his vision to tell Texans about all the fun that's right here in our backyards.
This was about helping people see the beauty of everything around them, as opposed to thinking that vacation requires time off of work, gobs of money, all that. Like, that's a myth that I think we need to get away from. Texas, there's a reason folks from all over the world come to Texas, and it seems that a lot of Texans only want to leave for vacation. That shouldn't be the case.
With all the cities and towns to choose from, I wanted to know exactly why he chose Abilene.
It's amazing to me how different the flavor is in every town of Texas. And my wife and I and our three kids came and scouted Abilene like maybe 5 months ago, and just sort of fell in love with the vibe.
Chet also shared that there's been no shortage of fun since they arrived in the Key City.
Today, we've been to Valletta's Candies, you know, 100-year-old history. Abbey House, of course, where we are now. Later, we'll be going to Frontier, Texas. And don't tell anyone, but it actually takes us 2 days to film every episode of The Day Tripper, you know? Things don't happen when you've got a camera as quickly as you want them to. So we do take 2 days. So today we're doing that. What else we'll be doing tomorrow? We'll be at like Buffalo Gap Historic Village, Barini Ranch Steakhouse. We're going to scuba dive the Valhalla Missile Silo.
With such a packed schedule, there's one thing that Chet won't get to do during this visit.
Feeding the giraffes at the zoo here is like one of my favorite things to do. We're not putting that in this episode. We're going to have to put it maybe in Abilene, The Return. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
You can actually hear the passion Chet has for the show and for the state of Texas, and he's confident that the Day Tripper, it's here to stay.
So people ask, like, Chet, when are you going to run out of town? Surely you can't do this much longer. And I'm like, buddy, you don't know Texas. I could do this until I'm 85 and never repeat a city.
As we wrapped up our conversation at the bustling dining room of Abilene's one-of-a-kind restaurant, Abbey House, Chet had a parting message. His signature tag that ends each episode of The Day Tripper.
I'll see y'all on the road. Vaya con Dios, amigos.
A special thanks to Chet Garner and the crew of The Day Tripper. Abilene's episode is planned to air in April or May of 2014. More information on The Day Tripper can be found on their website, thedaytripper.com. For KACU News, I'm Megan Freeman.